You keep hearing about selfies. They're out. No one takes selfies anymore. But what you haven't heard is that it might be a public health problem. What's that about? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what? What is up with selfies now?
So, believe it or not, this was a combined study between the U.S. and Australia. And all of the data came in looking at the 5 years leading up to 2021 when the study is finally getting published now, but the data was accrued in those 5 years. And unfortunately, there's a huge number of people, significant enough for them to call taking a selfie a public health hazard, a significant number of people getting injured or dying while taking a selfie. And it normally is the result of either falling off a cliff or some sort of aquatic injury where you're taking a picture of yourself in a body of water and then get washed away.
You know what?
So this is really an issue when the numbers are high.
I was going to say that. I mean, this has got to be a thing where you're standing next to some sort of ledge, right? The other one that I'd like to point out is when you're at Yellowstone and you've got a bison over your back or a grizzly that's gingerly walking by. Yeah, you don't want to be there either. Or how about like when you're standing next to the crosswalk? Get your phone out of your hand.
It's insane. Actually, there was recently just a story like that came out a couple days ago about a couple of people in Iceland that were on this beach that is known for sneaker waves. It's the Black Sands Beach. They were taking a selfie and then got washed out. And thank God they were rescued. But it happens all the time. And it's funny because what one of the study authors says is death by selfie isn't written by the coroner, but it should be after looking at the data of this study.
That's insane. But you ever realize that when you take a selfie, I don't know if this is like a me thing, but I get thrown off. Like I get my equilibrium kind of just like veers a little bit. It's like, you know, and I have to like steady myself. So you're standing on a corner of a cliff. How easy is it to just to fall right off?
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a mirror image of what's going on around you, right? So unless you're somebody that's used to living your life in reverse, it's going to take a moment of adjustment. Let's be honest here, though,
exactly.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a situation where, you know, we're doing the public a great service by warning everybody? Or should we just let this thing play itself out and do a little thinning of the herd?
Yeah, I was watching this blooper video of people just reading their phones and then walking into, like, fountains and other structures, like, in the middle of traffic. You know, something's to be said about that, but I think it's an important warning for people all across the country and in many countries. Women are more affected, believe it or not, than men in this. And you would think that men probably would go off on a cliff more readily than women.
Yes.
But women are taking selfies in higher numbers. And, you know, there's all sorts of unhealthy aspects of social media. And this is a big one.
One last thing. Is there any health advisories against duck lips at this point or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Okay.
That's next week.
All right. You can find Dr. Jennifer Wider online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.